Blog Talk Radio.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Gotham Outlaws and your Lone Star Mustang. The Mustangs enter tonight's game with a record of 1-0 and are tied for third place in the American Conference and tied for first place in the Central Division. The Austin Outlaws enter tonight's game with a record of 1-1. They're tied for 12th place in the American Conference and for third place in the South Central Division. The last time these two teams met, the Mustangs came out with a win 16-0 in the first game of the 2011 season. This is the seventh meeting between the Mustangs and the Outlaws, with a current record of Mustangs 4 to Outlaws 2. Both teams entered the playoffs last season, with the Mustangs going on to win the national championship. Thanks to all our fans for coming out to support the Women's Football Alliance. And now, your 2011 Lone Star Mustang.
Guys, for tuning in to the Lone Star Mustang Women's Football Show, I am your host, Clifton Shackelford. Unless you've been living under a rock for the past few hours or past few days, the Lone Star Mustangs beat the Austin Outlaws 33-3 on Saturday, April 16th, out at Pennington Field. Phenomenal game, phenomenal game. It was my first experience with the Women's Football Alliance so far as participating in a game. Treated us greatly, PushGapRadio.com. We are total Mustang homers. We love you, ladies. Absolutely great win. If you are missing out on the fastest growing thing in North America, that's the Women's Football Alliance. You're listening to the official Dallas Urban Internet station for the 2010 Women's Football Alliance National Champions. That's them Lone Star Mustangs. Getting after it. Man, a lot of controversy was going on. Dallas Diamonds was in the house. We're going to get to that a little later on. Coming up on next week's show, you know that the league has a bye because it will be the Easter weekend. So, you know, we'll be respecting and honoring that. But April 30th, the place to be. Be there, be square. Whatever they told you, Daddy-O, back in the day, you need to take that and apply it now. Lone Star Mustangs. Absolutely phenomenal game. Great coaching by Coach Mike and the staff, man. Again, they treated us greatly out there at Pennington Field, and we are so proud to be a part of the Lone Star Mustangs family. So what we're going to get into right now is the scores. Get you caught up on what's been going on with that throughout the Women's Football Alliance. You know, we're trying to keep up with those stats. A lot of people have been talking about that. All right, starting out. The Northeastern Nitro beat the Kingston Assault 6-0. The Boston Militia all over the New York Sharks 28-7. The Pittsburgh Passion beat the Cleveland Fusion 26-8. The Erie Illusion beat the Pittsburgh Force 20-8. So one Pittsburgh team wins, one Pittsburgh team loses. The St. Louis Slam 70-0 over the Dayton Diamonds. Now, on next week's show, we're going to talk to Coach Mike Ellington about the mercy rule going on, you know, in women's football. There's been some emails and whatnot about that on the Women's Tackle Football Group website, And Coach Mike, he was going to address that for us this weekend. Very busy. Hey, Coach Mike, rest up. Best to you. But, yeah, we're going to get into that. You know, if people are getting blanked, then who wants to watch a game like that? So we'll discuss the mercy rule and what's all involved in that. West Michigan mayhem over the Toledo Rain, 54-12. The Indy Crash over the Detroit Dark Angels, 36-6. Miami Fury over the Atlanta Heartbreak, 72-0. The Jacksonville Dixie Blues over the Orlando Anarchy, 42-7. The Palm Beach Punishers over the Savannah Sabres, 38-0. Very close game between the Iowa Explosion and the Nebraska Stampede, but the Iowa Explosion inched it out, beating Nebraska Stampede 14-13. The Kansas City Tribe over the Kansas City Spartans, 76-0. Wow. The Minnesota Machine against the Wisconsin Dragons, 21-7. That's Minnesota Machine with that win. Your 2010 Women's Football Alliance National Champion Lone Star Mustangs, as we told you at the beginning of the show, beat the Austin Outlaws, 33-3. The New Orleans Blaze over the Little Rock Wildcats, 22-14. The Memphis WTF, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot for my military personnel out there, all over the Acadania Zydeco, 40-14. The Portland Fighting Phillies beat the Utah Blitz, 6-3. That must have been a punter's game. The San Diego Surge, 74. The Los Angeles Amazon, 0. The Pacific Warriors over the Las Vegas Showgirls. Yet again, wondering what's going on with those showgirls down there. So a very interesting segment on them on ESPN about 2 weeks ago. I think that came out like 2 years ago, but very good exposure. I like that. But, man, 36-0, the Pacific Warriors over the Las Vegas Showgirls. The Silver State Legacy over the San Diego Sting, 42-0. The Arizona Assassins over the SoCal Scorpions, 39-0. The DC Divas, big shout-out to them out there on the East Coast, beat the Philadelphia Liberty Bells, 20-0, and the Chicago Force beat the Wisconsin Wolves, 58-0. So, a lot of great games were going on. I'm telling you, if you were not at Pennington Field, then you truly missed a great game. They had a poll on who was the top five defensive line players in the league. That was interesting. This list shows that out of the top five, at number five is Mariah McKiernan Allen, a defensive end with the Indiana Speed. Number four is Alexandria Harvey, defensive tackle for your Lone Star Mustangs. Number three, Tanika Gross, defensive tackle with the Kansas City Spartans, who just lost over the weekend. Brianna Robinson comes in at number two. She's a defensive tackle with the Iowa Thunder. And the poll that says the number one defensive line player in the Women's Football Alliance is Jennifer Harakawana with the Iowa Thunder. Now, also, they in another poll, you had three Lone Star Mustangs that were in that top five. Again, Alexandria Harvey, DJ Gay, and also Lori Newman. So, a lot going on. We're going to get you up to speed on a lot. They've got a whole lot of interviews. We hung out at Boomer Jack's. Had a great time over there at Boomer Jack's. Want to thank the staff over there for making us feel comfortable. I want to thank the guys over there at Boomer Jack's for making us feel comfortable and welcome. And we will be back again. Had a great post show over there. Great post game show. And like I said, the Lone Star Mustang, you ladies are just simply phenomenal. But, yeah, Boomer Jack's Bar and Grill, located at 2300 West Airport Freeway in Bedford, the official after-party sponsor of the Lone Star Mustang. Boomer Jack's offers a great sports atmosphere, great drink specials, and delicious burgers and food. Boomer Jack's, the place to be to celebrate after all Lone Star Mustang home games. Boomer Jack's. Boom, baby. Well, I'm Clifton Shackelford, the host of the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. We got a whole lot for you. You hear that cheer at the beginning of the show? That It's those 2010 champion Mustangs. What you come to do? Kill, kill, kill. What you come to do? Win, win, win. Who am I? I'm a champion. When we come back, we're going to break down the Lone Star Mustang schedule. Also, we have a lot of insight into what players think about the upcoming game in 2 weeks at Pennington Field versus the Dallas Diamonds. Very exciting show. We're PushGapRadio.com.
Cherry Inspirations. For a photography studio you can trust, call Cherry Inspirations. Cherry Inspirations make professional quality portraits accessible and affordable for families across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. At Cherry Inspirations, we offer quality and professional digital photographs, from baby pictures to weddings to family portraits. Let Cherry Inspirations capture life's special moments. To have photographs is to live life twice. For affordable digital photography with heart, call Sheila Cherry today at 972-835-1236 or just log on to cherryinspirations.com.
Inside information on what's going on with your Lone Star Mustangs, keep it locked to PushGapRadio.com.
For all the scores, highlights, and updates on the Lone Star Mustangs, we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Unbelievable!
From the 28, the throw goes to the right side, gets caught.
Nice. Unbelievable!
Makes the catch at the 5, breaks the tackle, and scores!
Bruin on the field is confirmed.
Yeah, baby!
Touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about.
Women's full contact football.
Sponsorship and advertising with the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Alliance. You have the opportunity to become the Lone Star Mustangs' biggest fan. For info, hit them up at info@LoneStarMustangs.com. Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I told you we're going to break down the rest of the schedule. The Lone Star Mustangs, who just defeated the Austin Outlaws for the second time in 2 weeks. First game down there in Austin was the first game of the season for the Mustangs. They beat the Austin Outlaws 16-0. They doubled their pleasure on Saturday at Pennington Field, their first home game, by beating the Austin Outlaws 33-3. Here's the remaining schedule. On April 30th, as we told you earlier, the Dallas Diamonds, and they were in full effect on this past weekend. Okay? Dallas Diamond was in the building. But that's good. That's good. I mean, you consider, you know, that if they're coming to see you, you might be a little concerned, you know. Heard they were undefeated over in their league. You know, they just merged with the WFA, Women's Football Alliance, this past year. So, hey, maybe they're coming over, maybe they're coming over, you know, to see how they build champions in the WFA. Guys, you need to be looking forward to this game. If you haven't been there, you can't experience it. It's like climbing Mount Everest, you know. It's like swimming the English Channel. It's like flying your little Piper plane around the world. You don't understand it unless you experience it. Now, April 30th at Pennington Field, that's a home game. Got the Dallas Diamonds. May 7th, they'll be at the Tulsa Eagles. That's a 7 p.m. game. May 14th, the Houston Power. May 21st, yet again, the Dallas Diamonds. Now, which team will be looking for revenge come May 21st, you know? It's going to be a powerful game. If you haven't been there, I'm telling you, you are definitely missing out. So May 21st at Dallas Diamonds, April 30th in 2 weeks, the Dallas Diamonds, the Little Rock Wildcats June 4th, and on June 11th, they're at the Houston Power. All home games are played at Pennington Field at 1501 Central Drive in Bedford, Texas. For more information, log on to www.LoneStarMustangs.com. Now, we're about to cut you guys in on some interviews. A lot of fun. Again, the game was great. Had a wonderful time over there at Boomer Jacks. You know, shout out to Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington, Coach Mike Ellington, just everyone who pulled together over there. Dr. Aubrey Fisk, it was great meeting him. He's the official sports medicine guy for the Lone Star Mustang. So a lot of great things was going on over there. Now, kick back and enjoy from the official Dallas Urban Internet home of the 2010 champion Lone Star Mustangs, we're PushGapRadio.com.
My name is Parrish. I'm with PushGapRadio.com, and we are here with
Cheryl Bushman.
Cheryl Bushman is here representing
the quarterback of the Lone Star Mustangs, Brittany Bushman.
Okay,
number eight.
Yes, okay, sir. Okay. How's she going to do this game?
She's going to do awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
She was an All-American quarterback last year for the team. In Vegas, and they won last year.
Awesome.
But they got the ring, the big ring.
So she's going to be a Super Bowl champ again.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Back to opportunity to put your hands on them diamonds. Because me personally, I'm ready. I mean, in fact, I'm kind of wishing that that Easter would kind of just skip and go on. But you know what? We're going to have to wait for it. All right, that's Shay Mizzle for his show with your PushGapRadio.com with the Lone Star Mustang. Sure.
Your headline score, the Lone Star Mustangs 20, the Austin Outlaws 0.
The only vehicle worthy of transporting the bridal party to the wedding and the reception is a limo. Allen Limousine is the industry leader in Dallas and North Texas, providing you with the prompt and reliable service you deserve. Looking to add a touch of class to your celebration or create a special moment that refuses to be ordinary? Then that's Allen Limousine. For the ultimate ride of your life, visit AllenLimo.com. At Allen Limousine, we strive to provide every client with quality service beyond expectations. AllenLimo.com, the official limo service of PushGapRadio.com.
Well, these days, most of us have a computer or maybe even two or three at home, but what do you do when they are broken?
You know, we put so much stuff in our computers, it can be frustrating when they just don't work. So where do you go to get it repaired? You might think the best place is where you bought it, but then again, maybe not.
For the best place to fix your computer for home or office, contact Rapid Computer. With over 15 years of computer experience, Rapid Computers also offers free estimates. Call Alex, Fred, and the guys at Rapid Computer at 214-319-9233. Rapid Computer, located at the corner of Gus Thomason and Ferguson in beautiful Dallas, Texas. Rapid Computer, who does it better?
This is Lynn Liberty Ellington with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion.
Shout out to the Lone Star Mustangs, to the
Dallas Diamonds. Can't wait to see you guys on April the 30th here at Pennington Field. Check out the sports page, your weekly paper at your local sports bar for all the details.
The Dallas Diamonds are in attendance at the Lone Star Mustang Austin Outlaw game. J-Mac, tell me what you were saying when you were interviewing them.
Well, you know, they've already shown that they have their rings out, and one of the players have already said that, you know, we're trying to get a number five, another fifth ring. So, like I said, me personally, I feel that if you are already a rival, they're already rivals already, and they haven't even played each other yet.
Right.
But you know what? I think the Mustangs are going to bring it most definitely. I am really looking forward to that game.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford. Here's a look at the standings, just in case you were wondering. We're going to cover the Midwest Division, the Upper Midwest Division, Central Division, and the Gulf Division as well. Well, how about we just cover all of the American Conference? And then later in the show, we'll come back and we'll do the National Conference. Okay? How about that? Either we're all in agreement or, you know, we agree to disagree. I'm going to do the standings, all right? Right now, we're going to start with the American Conference Midwest Division. The Kansas City Tribe is 3-0. The Iowa Explosion is 1-1. The Kansas City Spartans is 1-2. And the Nebraska Stampede is 0-2. The American Conference in the Upper Midwest Division. The Wisconsin Wolves are 1-1, the Minnesota Machine are 1-1, and the Wisconsin Dragons are 0-2. In the South Central Division, the reigning 2010 champions. Do we say that too much here at PushGapRadio.com, that they're the reigning champions? Hey, you're the champions until you're beat. You have bragging rights for 1 year. Do you know how long you're the champions? You're the champions until they play the championship game, all right? So unless you knock them off the throne, they are the reigning 2010 WFA National Champion Lone Star Mustangs, and they are 2-0. The Dallas Diamonds keep up, don't catch up. Dallas Diamonds are 1-0. So, you know, this is the game you should be on the lookout for. The Austin Outlaws are 1-2. You know where those two losses came from. Lone Star Mustangs. 2010 national champion, Lone Star Mustangs. Lynn, I hope that doesn't get on your nerves, you know? I mean, I just love saying that. I love associating with champions. I'm sorry. I'm ex-military. I love associating with champions. In the Gulf Division, the New Orleans Blaze is 2-1. The Houston Power is 1-1. And the Acadena Zydeco is 0-2. In the Southeast Division, Memphis WTF is 2-0. The Little Rock Wildcats are 1-2. And the Tulsa Eagles are 0-2. The Portland Fighting Phillies in the Northwest Division, they're 1-1. The Utah Blitz is 1-2. And the Spokane Scorn is 0-1. In the North Pacific Division, the Bay Area Bandits are 2-0. The Central Cal War Angels are 1-0, and the Los Angeles Amazons are 0-2. In the South Pacific Division, San Diego Surge 2-0, the Pacific Warriors are 2-0, and the Las Vegas Showgirls. What's really going on? They are 0-2. In the Southwest Division, last but not least, the Arizona Assassins are 2-0. The Silver State Legacy is 1-1. The SoCal Scorpions are 1-1, and the San Diego Sting is 0-3. And now I told you, on Saturday at Pennington Field, the Dallas Diamonds was all up between the bricks, all right? Our very own Parrish caught up with the Dallas Diamonds up in the stands, caught them infiltrating, doing a little recon. Maybe that's what it'll say September 11th if we had boots on the ground, but that is another story. Here's our interview with some of the Dallas Diamonds that are going up against your Lone Star Mustangs only on PushGapRadio.com.
My name is Parrish. I'm with PushGapRadio.com. I am speaking with
Jay Mitch.
Amber Blasey.
From the
Dallas Diamonds.
Okay. What was your number on the team?
33.
And yours?
General manager.
General manager. Okay. So you guys are here. You watching the Mustangs and the Outlaws play.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I can't comment on them. I can just comment on us.
They better be ready. Oh, they better be ready.
They better be ready.
Okay.
That's
are you ready?
Oh, we ready.
Okay. Well, you defense?
Yes, sir.
What number? I mean, what position?
Strong safety.
Okay. So you think you got
ready.
They better be ready. That's all you're gonna
say.
Okay. So what year is this?
This is 08.
Okay.
I also have 06.
Do you have one of those?
Not yet.
You trying to get one of those?
Oh.
Oh, really? And you know, they went undefeated last year. They say they're going to go undefeated this year. What do you think about that?
How many times they play us?
I don't know. You tell me.
Twice.
And they beat y'all twice?
No, they never played us. They play us twice this year.
Don't they play out next week or week after?
After.
Okay. And it's here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So y'all going to represent?
Always.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. It was great meeting you guys. I wish you the very best of luck. When I see you on the 30th, I'm going to be looking for you.
That's the place number 16. Well, we've tried to mesh really well, and I think our team just gets better as they go along. You know,
Everybody's hungry. It's as if we didn't win a championship. It's as if it was denied from us. You know, we all play with a sense of purpose, and I think that all of us want to come out. That's our goal every season. So that's what we try to do.
Now, speaking of championships, you know I'm going to go ahead and have to bring this up. Now, you know the Diamonds are here. They've added themselves onto this league, and they've already pointed the finger like, hey, we're going to come out and we're going to win a championship. Now, they do have a little history, granted, but some of the comments they made was pretty much saying, hey, we're going to win another championship, you know, and they're going to have to, you guys are going to have to bring it. Now, what do you say about that?
They're going to have to come through the Mustangs. Simple as that. I mean, I feel like our league is a little bit tougher than the one they came from, and, anybody that comes out on that field. We're not here to kiss rings or you know, give out gold stars or anything like that. We're here to beat you. So if you come out there with that mentality, we're going to play humble, we're going to play hungry, and you can come out there with that cocky attitude, but it's going to be a bad thing for you. So, you know, have all the respect in the world for the Diamonds, and it's going to be a good game on the 30th. They haven't won a championship since 2008. You know, we're fresh off a championship, so it's like we're coming out hungry as if we haven't won a championship. And that's how we approach each game, each play. That's how we play, hungry. So they better be hungry, too. That's all I can say, you know, about that.
Well, that's what that is. It's your boy, Jay Mizzle. We're here to have the spot. Judge!
You just shot to number one on your internet radio dial. Tackle Forward 1 in the main event only on PushGapRadio.com.
Tired of talking about living a healthier life? That'sFit.com is the place for you. That'sFit.com has everything you need to know about dieting, exercise, and living longer. Read about the super secret fitness routines of your favorite stars, or start a blog of your own. There are reviews of exercise equipment, nutritional supplements, and fad diets. Tools to calculate what's the perfect workout and diet routine for you, and more. So don't just sit there. You can't wish your way to better health. Start typing thatsfit.com.
It's another pushcapradio.com. First down. Mustangs have the ball. First and goal. 1 yard. Touchdown, Mustangs.
At 10 minutes and 6 seconds in the third quarter, Brittany Bushman, the quarterback, number 8 for the Lone Star Mustangs on the keeper, runs it down to the 1, and the Mustangs punch it in for a 26-0 lead over the Austin Outlaws.
North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider of the reigning 2010 Women's Football Alliance National Champion, Lone Star Mustangs. North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine deals with the special needs of athletes of all ages. Their focus is not only on the treatment of sports-related injuries, but also on their prevention. They're board-certified and trained physicians and experts in the treatment of almost any musculoskeletal problem. Their facilities are equipped with MRI, radiology suites, and rehabilitation. Their MRI scanner is a state-of-the-art hospital-grade MRI. At North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are committed to the belief that the same quality care available to professional athletes should be within reach of any athlete at every level and every age. For more information, contact Aubrey.Fisk at 217-481-2121, extension 1053, or just log on to www.ntxortho.com. North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has two locations, one in Grapevine, Texas, and one in Keller, Texas. North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, serving patients in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex since 1990.
The place with the most music variety. Most music variety.
PushGapRadio.com. Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
And now, here's the 2-minute drill with 2010 championship coach of the Women's Football Alliance, Mike Ellington, on PushGapRadio.com.
PushGapRadio.com. On the sideline with a Jake Mizzle. That's right. Now, I got the coach of all coaches still undefeated, man. Your team just completely just dominated. You guys came in here with a game plan saying your defense is going to step up. You're going to continue to win the football. And that's exactly what you did. So, I mean, what more can you do?
know, what we can do is fix all these penalties that we had. You know, it's a win. It was a sloppy win still. You know, we ran the ball good. We played great defense, but all the after whistle penalties have to stop. That stuff is ridiculous, and I don't accept it as a coach. So while I'm very positive about the win, we've got a lot of work to do to get their heads straight before we go play the Diamond.
All right, now that's going to be my next question is, what is going to be your next game plan or your mind frame of getting ready to go up against a team that has a lot of history and has rings as well?
Well, we've learned that in the Women's Football Alliance and any women's football league right now, that history only matters last year. We know for a fact. We won a championship last year ourselves. We are not the same team we were last year. We have a lot of work to do as a team. So I guarantee you that even though the Dallas Diamonds have won a few championships in their past, they have to do just as much work to get ready for us, if not more. They've got their work lined out for them as well. I think both teams are going to bring everything they have and show a great effort out there and put on a good show. That's
now,
what it's all about.
Now, the last question I'm going to say. Now, Greg, you guys are defending champions. How do you keep a team still having that hunger in them?
You know, they drive it from themselves. The reason that they're out here is each one of them has their own thing to do out here. They have, they all have desire of their own. They all want to play this sport, or they would not take the time to spend the money, do all the things that they have to do to be here. So I have to say that I don't have to drive them to desire. They bring that desire to the field. My job right now is to direct them and make sure that they focus in the right place. And that's what we're trying to do.
Now, the last thing is, what did you actually tell your team into the locker room before they came out into the second half?
Really, we were just making some corrections and that kind of stuff. It wasn't really a whole lot to do there because we were doing pretty good on both sides of the ball. But we had a few minor things to correct on defense, and we got those fixed before we came out the second half.
All right, that's the coach for the champion, Long Star Mustangs.
That was Coach Mike Ellington. Told you the Dallas Diamonds was all up in the building on Saturday. You know, so a lot of things going on with that. They are in their league. You know, they're joining the current top WFA teams, such as the Philadelphia Liberty Bells, the Lone Star Mustangs, the St. Louis Slam, and the West Michigan Mayhem. But, yeah, they won championships 2004, 2005, 2006, and 2008 world champions. It's a beautiful thing. You know, but like Juice Martin said, U08 champion. You know, we just came off of our win, you know. Again, not trying to be conceited or anything. It's all in good fun. I hope no one takes anything personal that we do here. It's all in good fun, you know. We're just trying to help promote it. If there's a rivalry going on, yeah, we're kind of trying to be in the thick of it, all right? But, yeah, the Dallas Diamonds, be looking for them, so. All right, I told you when we got back, we were going to discuss the National Conference. All right, starting in the North Division of that conference is the Northeastern Nitro. They're 2-0. The Boston Militia is 1-1. The New York Sharks are 1-1. And the New England Nightmare is 2-0. So, must be a nightmarish record, huh? Ooh-wee, man. The DC Divas are 3-0. They're battling for a championship. The Philadelphia Liberty Bells are 1-2. The Keystone Assault is 0-2. That's going down in the Northeast Division. In the Mid-Atlantic Division, the Pittsburgh Passion is 3-0. The Columbus Comets are 2-0. The Erie Illusion is 1-1. The Cleveland Fusion is 0-2. And the Pittsburgh Force is 0-3. In the Central Division, the Chicago Force is 2-0. The St. Louis Slam is 2-0. And the West Michigan Mayhem is, you guessed it, 2-0. In the North Central Division, the Indy Crash, that's up there in Indiana. The Indy Crash is 1-1. The Kentucky Karma is 0-2. And the Cincinnati Sizzle is 0-2. The Detroit Dark Angels, they're 2-1. The Toledo Rain, they're 2-1 as well. And the Dayton Diamonds are 0-2. In the Atlantic Division, the Carolina Raging Wolves are 0-2. The Atlanta Heartbreak is 0-2. And the Savannah Sabres are 0-3. So,
Maybe I'm guessing that the National Conference Atlantic Division, boy, in the toilet. All right, National Conference in the South Atlantic Division. This is next to last division. The Jacksonville Dixie Blues at 3-0. The Gulf Coast Riptide is 1-1, and the Central Florida Anarchy is 1-2. Last but not least, in the North Conference Coastal Division, the Miami Fury is 3-0, the Tampa Bay Pirates is 2-0, and the Palm Beach Punishers are 1-1. Leah Marie Liberty Ellington, she's the owner of the Lone Star Mustang. She also owns the Tulsa team and the Little Rock team, okay? Says that the players, staff, and coaches would like to thank you for your support of women's football. It is a great opportunity for women to play the great sport of American football. Although it may still be considered taboo for women to participate in such a hard-hitting, full-contact sport, we are glad that they have the opportunity and the choice to do so. Women's football began in the early 1920s and continues to grow today. We are members of the Women's Football Alliance, the WFA, which has 60 teams nationwide competing for one championship. Because women's football teams are established on a grassroots business approach, each team is responsible for field rental, travel expenses, exposure, and community involvement. Each player does her part to contribute to the team. In only our second season, the Lone Star Mustangs brought the national championship trophy here to Texas. Our returning veterans and our new team members look forward to entertaining you while on their quest to defend the championship. Thank you once again to the people of North Texas for embracing the Lone Star Mustangs. We hope to make you lifelong fans, and we appreciate your support. That's from Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington, owner of the Lone Star Mustangs, 2010 national champions of the women's WFA.
All right, this is Parrish, and of course I'm with PushGapRadio.com. I am here with
J-Mac.
The other J-Mac, that is. The one whose name just wouldn't stop being called. The PA system just kept her name. Just kept her name in his mouth. So how'd you do? How you feel like you did this evening?
It was my first game, you know. I followed in, you know, with my teammates, everybody playing hard.
Right.
That enabled me to go harder, you know what I'm saying? Persistence was everything tonight. And we just went in. We played hard. We played hard for the fourth quarter.
Right.
It's my first game, so I'm overwhelmed. I'm happy, man.
Well, I got to tell you, between you and Jennifer Hall, I mean, you guys, in my opinion, just by this being the second game of the season, I without a doubt see MVP contingency. What do you think about that?
Man, it sounds great.
Right.
MVP, I would love that. You know,
uh-huh.
I'm a rookie. Like I said, I'm following behind great veterans on my team, and they're leading us to another championship.
Hmm. So do you see another championship coming?
I know there's one.
Okay, well, you also know that the Dallas Diamonds were there today. And I had an opportunity to talk with a few of the Dallas Diamonds. And they told me, this is words out of their mouth, that you guys really, really ain't got nothing coming when it comes to them. How do you feel about that?
I feel like the Dallas Diamonds can sit in the stands and watch us as much as they want to. But when we get on the field,
right,
we're going to show them a different type of Mustang.
Oh, okay.
The Mustangs they've never played against.
Right, right. So as you being a rookie on the team, who would you say is your mentor? Who do you go to for, you know, help when you come to situations that you might not really know everything about? Who would that be?
The veterans on the team, JJ, she's awesome. She's always a person that keeps the negativity to a minimum.
That's
she's
number
positive.
22, right?
Yes,
right.
JJ, Jones.
Running back.
Bushman.
Uh-huh.
Bushman, she's our quarterback. She keeps us focused. She keeps
right.
us in our lane.
Right.
And she's the coach on the field. So we have a leader like that. Our potential is nothing but to win.
Mm-hmm. Like the way that sounds. So what would your prediction be for y'all's record this year? I know you went undefeated last year. What is the likelihood of you becoming undefeated again this year?
Well, this year we have a little bit more speed than we had last year.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I'm a rookie here, but I'm going to give it to you to the fourth quarter, and Like I said, without a doubt, we're going to the championship, and
right.
we will be going undefeated again.
All right. I like the way that sounds. Well, I appreciate the time, J-Mac. And you keep up the good work, Mommy, and keep letting them call your name on the PA system. Keep your name in the PAD's mouth, okay?
Absolutely.
It's nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
My name is Parrish. I'm from PushGapRadio.com. If you know you tune in to y'all to the Lone Star Mustang Football Radio, you will hear this interview.
Absolutely.
All right?
Amen to that.
But give a shout-out to Push Gap if you don't mind.
Hey, Push Gap, hold it down, man. That's the radio station. Everybody tune in. If you supporting the Mustangs, you supporting Push Gap Radio, we holding it down. Mustangs forever, baby.
Push up. Thank you, Mama.
That's complete number 51, Yo Grant, for the Mustangs.
I'm Coach Reggie, offensive coordinator for the Lone Star Mustangs. I listen to PushGapRadio.com.
This is Lynn with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion. PushGapRadio.com, the official hip-hop and R&B internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs.
Next Generation Radio, that's PushGapRadio.com. We're in Dallas-Fort Worth. And we want to be your official North Texas internet station, PushGapRadio.com. We think we like that, and that's what that is. PushGapRadio.com, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Do you have an insight, comment, or view on a hot topic? If so, we want to hear about it. Visit us at PushGapRadio.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, WordPress, or YouTube. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. PushGapRadio.com. Let's talk.
Project Working Mom is dedicated to helping working parents by offering over $5 million worth of full tuition scholarships to make their dreams come true. Selected finalists may appear on the upcoming episode of The Tyra Show on April 23rd. Click on the banner on your player right now to find out more.
In the words of Mustang owner Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington, we don't want to get too confident, do we, Lynn?
No.
But we're still going to win, right, Lynn?
Oh, we're going to win.
That's what that is. Lone Star Mustangs owner Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington on PushGapRadio.com.
My name is Maddie Williams. I play for the Lone Star Mustangs. I'm a defensive end and a fullback. My number is 94 because I'm the wife of Marcus Blair, and I currently live in Denton, Texas.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Carter. I'm number 84. I'm going to be playing running back and defensive back. And I'm originally from Wilcox, Arizona.
We're going to get into some stats. Told you on last week's show that America's stat-driven. That's why we're not into soccer, you know. Who's the leading scorer in soccer? Who's the leading assist guy, you know? What? Stats. So, here your Lone Star Mustang stats for weeks 1 through 3. In passing, number 8, Brittany Bushman. Heard the interview with her mom. Her mom's real excited about her being in the league. That's a beautiful thing, support. A lot of people underestimate support. Support is crucial. Support is vital. You know, support weighs on you psychologically. If a loved one or your significant other or whatnot doesn't have your back or support you in what it is you're doing, that means you're growing in different directions. You know, you should always be there for people. Back people up. You know, your day's coming where you're going to need it. So support, you know, your loved ones. Get in there. Passing, number 8, Brittany Bushman, quarterback. She was 4 for 14, 70 yards. Longest was 32, no touchdown and one pick. In rushing, Brittany Bushman has 14 carries for 70 yards. Brittany Satterwhite has 9 carries for 42 yards. Caitlin Carter, the rookie, 7 for 22. And J.J. Jones has 3 carries for 14 yards. Yo, Grant! Yo, what's up, baby? Big shout-out to you, yo. 2 receptions for 37 yards. This is the receivers. Brittany Satterwhite, number 5. Has 1 reception for 32 yards. And
Caitlin Carter has one reception for 1 yard. Let's look at the defensive stats. Stuff Spencer. Stuff, I have to interview you. I'm very interested in your name. How'd you get your moniker? Who calls you Stuff? You know? It's a great name for a defensive player. Stuff. I like that name. Out of all the names, I like it. Tackles. Stuff Spencer leads with 10 tackles. Number 57, Brittany White, is 10 tackles as well. Jennifer Hull. Her name was ringing on Saturday. That Jennifer Hull, man, oh, my God. It was great. Jennifer Hull has 9 tackles. Alex Harvey, she has 7. You know, she was counted in the top 5 defensive line players. So that's an honor. And Daniela Atiano has 7 as well. The top 5 tackles for losses. Number 90, Alex Harvey, again, at number 5. Number 24 with 5 tackles for losses. I'm sorry. Natasha Somerville has 4 tackles for losses. Jennifer Hull, she's still in the mix, has 3 tackles for losses. Brittany White has 3. And Amber Cole has 2. Maddie Williams with the sack. Sacks are a beautiful thing. Sacks are a beautiful thing. And, yeah, Maddie Williams has a sack. Yo Grant, Janet Walker, Daniela Atiano, Jennifer Hull, and Lindsey Dixon all have 1 deflection. Now, block punts, block kicks. That can only be the one and only Miss Maddie Williams. All right, we're going to get back into some more interviews, let you hear what we were doing, what was going on all around the place as we were hanging out at the Mustangs game. We're PushGapRadio.com.
First down, Mustang.
1, 2, 3.
Mustang!
Unbelievable. Makes the catch at the 5. Breaks the tackle and scores.
Ruling on the field is confirmed.
1, 2, 3.
Mustang!
1, 2, 3.
Mustang!
Touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about.
This team is so different.
Mustang football!
But you can walk through those doors, hold your heads up high, and call yourself...
All right, I'm sitting here at the Longside Mustang football field, and I'm going to have an interview with John. John, what's your last name, John?
John Bearden.
John Bearden. John Bearden has someone who here is here to see, and who is that?
My wife, Jane, and she's playing offensive tackle.
Offensive tackle. Was this her first time? Or
This is actually her third season.
Her third season. So
yep.
She's part of that championship team from last year.
Yep, she sure is.
Okay, John. And John, as far as being out here, and I'm pretty sure you've been here plenty of times before.
Oh, yeah.
So as being out here, how do you see this team standing today with the teams out there?
Well, I think they still have a pretty good chance with the teams that are out there. They've lost a few people from last year from the championship team, but they're still a strong team. They're still a strong competitor.
Well, that's great right there. Myself, I've been out here looking. Look like they're pretty strong. Look like they're going to do something with this today right here.
Yeah, this is their second time they're facing the Austin Outlaws.
So. Yeah, I just heard a comment a few minutes ago that the opposing team says they let them win.
So what happened?
much have they, you know, they three championship rings around their neck, a championship ring on their finger, and they pretty much saying, you know, hey, this year, you know, we gonna get another championship. Pretty much, that's what it is. So now after that comment, how do you feel?
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
And now, here's PushGapRadio.com sport director Jay Mack interviewing the Austin Outlaws head coach, Gnarlin Baker.
PushGapRadio.com, that's right, your boy Jay Mizzle on the sideline. Now, the game is over with. The Mustangs did win this one 33-3. Now, I'm right here talking to the coach. Here talking to the coach, Gnarlin. Now, what was your gameplay coming into this game?
We made a few adjustments up front, tried to spread out their defense a little bit. It actually worked. We just didn't execute. Our offensive line is young, and they're just not executing properly. And we made a few adjustments, had a little bit of success, just couldn't keep the ball rolling. You know, it was a little disappointing, but we had some stuff to build on out there, which is always good.
Now, I know the last time you guys played this team, you guys were doing a lot of slants more at the end. Last time you guys played, it was kind of successful. Granted, you guys didn't win that game, but it was. But it looked like you guys were trying to get that game plan again a little bit. But now, next time you guys do play this team, what will be the next step?
Oh, well, the next step, just pick apart what we have. I think we had a lot of success running up the middle today, and it, you know, that success came late in the game. You know, before it was a little too late. We still got to do something, get our passing game going. We had a few little connections here and there that were really nice. Just we couldn't get the basic stuff going. We couldn't get the slants and all that. We had some reads where we saw corner blitzes and didn't pick it up, or we did pick it up and couldn't get the pass off because of pressure. And I just good defensive work up front.
All right, now granted, you guys did come out in the second half, which I really noticed that a lot more aggressive a little bit. Now, of course, you did mention that your line is a little bit young. What is going to be the next thing you're going to do to try to build on that?
We need to do a lot of just fundamental work with them, which we have done that. And, you know, it's the different looks that happen during the game that kind of throw them off when they're not used to seeing different fronts. And we try to give them all the different fronts that they possibly could ever see. There's some talented defensive linemen on the Mustangs team, and we just got beat. They were able to get through the gaps.
All right, now you guys are going to be playing against the Houston Powers. What is your strategy against them?
Well, we haven't seen much footage on them, but like before, we had a lot of success running this offense last year against them, and did real well spreading them out. We're going to take what we got, just maybe scrap a few plays and just really get basic and fundamental with them, and we just have to see what their strengths are on their defense. I know they got a good offense. They got some veterans that came back after however many years of retirement, but just see if we can we get a good push off the line.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to you, man. All right. You have a nice one. Good luck in the season. That's your boy Jay Mizzle on the Lone Star Mustang Sports, and I'm out.
I'm saying that if you know anybody that had some goal, some dream, something they wanted to do, and they did it, the nice thing that you know in your heart that if someone has done it, then you can do it. It's possible. And that if someone can make their dream become a reality, that it's possible that you can make your dream become reality. And so as you begin to look at where you want to go, beginning to embrace that, it's possible. I'm blessed and highly favored. I've got a lot going for me. I've got some good stuff in me. And it's possible that I can bring my greatness out here in the universe. I can bounce back from adversity and reinvent my life. It's possible. Regardless of where I am, the things can get better for me. It's possible.
The dream that became reality
PushGapRadio.com.
My kid's into skateboarding.
My daughter's into art.
Mine's into the environment.
My son's into photography.
My kid's into everything.
Then get your child involved in the volunteer program for Kids Who Care. Are you into it? It's a great opportunity for kids to participate in what they're into, hang with friends, and help the community. So are you into it? If you are, or think your kid might be, then give 4-H a call toll-free at 1-888-77-YOUTH or visit our website at www.areyouintoit.com.
Maybe they can get my kid into cleaning his room.
A public service message brought to you by 4-H, the Cooperative Extension System, and the Ad Council.
Vinny Williams hand off to number 5, Brittany Satterwhite. Now the first play, the Mustangs take the ball into Outlaws territory. First down.
Shaka 4-1 in the main event and PushGapRadio.com are looking to make you famous. Just log on to PushGapRadio.com, send us your hottest track, and we'll give your song a spin. Remember, MP3 format only. Shaka 4-1 in the main event on PushGapRadio.com. We ain't gangsters, we just party like that. Hey, you want to be famous, right?
Who's next?
And I can make you famous. Brothers have died for years, so how can they blame me?
Shaka 4-1 in the main event, PushGapRadio.com. It's the hottest combination in the internet game.
And I can make you famous.
Hey, this is Brittany Bushman. I'm playing quarterback for the Lone Star Mustangs. I'm number 8, and I grew up, was born and raised in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but I reside in Hearst, Texas.
For all the news, stats, and information on your Lone Star Mustangs, visit www.LoneStarMustangs.com. Mustang, hit me up on an email. Let me know what you guys would like to talk about. We're still trying to get everyone interviewed, you know, trying to do that. Hit us up. Let us know what you'd like to talk about. We're going to get everyone throughout the season into the playoffs, hopefully into the championship game, and that's going to be a great thing. Let us know what you like to discuss. There's a lot going on. This thing is growing extremely fast. I told you, a lot going on with those Dallas Diamonds, huh? Very big game. Very big game. Need to be on the lookout for that. For information about the Women's Tackle Football Group, go to LoneStarMustangs.com. Tap into Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com. Also look at WFAFootball.com. And lots of great information. Lots of great information that's going on. We just want you to get involved, you know. Again, this is a great thing that they have going on here. And catch them on the way up. You don't want to be a Johnny-come-lately unless, you know, you're that type of person. That's a Johnny-come-lately. You don't want to be that person. You know, get involved. Keep up. Don't catch up. We like to be on the cutting edge of things. That's why we're in internet radio, you know, the hottest thing going. Went to school for it. My mom convinced me to go to school for it. And I'm glad she did. Radio was my passion when I was a child. I'm one of the few people who knew at a young age what they wanted to do. I was into radio when I was in about the fifth or sixth grade. When I got to high school, you could go out to the Voltech Center, take up cosmetology, welding. Radio. I was in radio, television, broadcasting. Loved it. So when I graduated high school, went to the military. I was in ROTC. The recruiter talked me into going into tanks for a bonus. You know, you're 17, impressionable. Okay, better word for it, stupid. All right. The reason that they get you when you're young, because you're strong in body, weak in mind. Military breaks you down, builds you up. Again, unless you've experienced it, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But, yeah, my mom convinced me to go to school. I was going to go into medical. Didn't know anything about internet radio. And here it is, you know. Like I told her, how can I be Howard Stern and travel the country at this stage in my life? But like she said, who said you had to leave Dallas? Maybe what you're looking for is right there. And we've been blessed with the Lone Star Mustangs. So, we'd like to give a shout-out to the sponsors of the Lone Star Mustangs, the North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Met Aubrey Fisk out there. He's the official trainer. Neurosport,
You can check them out at neurosportathlete.com. I'd like to give a shout-out to Powerade, of course. Buffalo Wild Wings. I'd like to thank them for being a sponsor. Okay. Who is this? Oh, PushGapRadio.com. Who are these burnouts? And, of course, we'd like to thank Boomer Jacks. Now, into some more interesting and exciting interviews on the most powerful station on the Internet, the Dallas Urban Internet, home of the 2010 National Champion Women's Football Alliance. Go Mustangs.
What's your name, baby?
Brittany Satterwhite.
All right, now what position you play?
Running back.
Running back. Now, Coach was saying earlier when we did talk to him that the game plan was to run the football, and continue to be aggressive on the defensive side. Of course, you did that. And so how do you feel about the game plan?
Dog fight, we're gonna
somebody so little. My goodness. Now, I'm assuming that you are the spark plug of the team. I'm just going to flat out and say that. Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, big things come in small packages. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, number five, they know that, you know, I'm going to put on a show. You know what I'm saying? Some people call me Jukums, you know, but I'm going to go out there and put on a show. You know what I'm saying? Especially when we're that close.
This is Lynn with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion. PushGapRadio.com, the official hip-hop and R&B internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs.
PushGapRadio.com, bridging the gap between old school and new school radio. PushGapRadio.com. It's Dallas, baby.
Champions. They come from all walks of life to come together for one common goal, to win championships. Congratulations to the Lone Star Mustangs, winners of the 2010 Women's Full Contact Football League. The Lone Star Mustangs are supported in their efforts by family and friends and their teammates, and now by PushGapRadio.com. PushGapRadio.com, the official internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs, 2010 champion of the Women's Full Contact Football League. Oh, yeah. And for these ladies, all they do is win.
This is Lynn Liberty Ellington with the Lone Star Mustangs, Women's Football Champion.
For the halftime score and the final.
Halftime, probably 21-0.
Well, with these shutouts, man. Everybody's saying the shutout. Okay.
Yep, and maybe 35-3.
For all the scores, highlights, and updates on the Lone Star Mustangs, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
When you're looking for a place to live, there's lots of things to do.
How many bathrooms? Where can I play?
Are there three bedrooms or two?
But you care about your family, so you gotta use your head. Know before you sign the deal and test the place for lead.
Lead poisoning is bad news. Lead can cause behavior problems and affect the way your kids learn. And lead can hurt babies before they're born. You can't see it, but lead can come from old water pipes, lead-glazed pottery, or contaminated soil. But most lead comes from paint. Before you buy or rent, you should know that 3 out of 4 homes and apartments built before 1978 contain some lead-based paint. But now there's a law that helps. Landlords and sellers must tell you about lead before you rent or buy. And if you're buying, you have time to test the home if you're concerned. You love your family, so use your head. Know before you sign the deal. Test the place for lead. For more information, call 1-800-424-LEAD. 1-800-424-LEAD. A message from the National Safety Council.
My name is Etta Maytubby. I'm number 37. I play tight end, and I'm from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Number 37, Etta Maytubby.
For all the news, stats, and information on your Lone Star Mustangs, visit www.LoneStarMustangs.com. Mustang, hit me up on an email. Let me know what you guys would like to talk about. We're still trying to get everyone interviewed, you know, trying to do that. Hit us up. Let us know what you like to talk about. We're going to get everyone throughout the season into the playoffs, hopefully into the championship game, and that's going to be a great thing. Let us know what you like to discuss. There's a lot going on. This thing is growing extremely fast. I told you, a lot going on with those Dallas Diamonds, huh? Very big game. Very big game. Need to be on the lookout for that. For information about the Women's Tackle Football Group, go to LoneStarMustangs.com. Tap into Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com. Also look at WFAFootball.com. And lots of great information. Lots of great information that's going on. We just want you to get involved, you know. Again, this is a great thing that they have going on here. And catch them on the way up. You don't want to be a Johnny-come-lately unless, you know, you're that type of person. That's a Johnny-come-lately.
You don't want to be that person. You know, get involved. Keep up. Don't catch up. We like to be on the cutting edge of things. That's why we're in internet radio. You know, it's the hottest thing going. Went to school for it. My mom convinced me to go to school for it. And I'm glad she did. Glad she did. Radio was my passion when I was a child. I'm one of the few people who knew at a young age what they wanted to do. I was into radio when I was in about the fifth or sixth grade. When I got to high school, you could go out to the Voltech Center, take up cosmetology, welding, radio. I was in radio, television, broadcasting. Loved it. So when I graduated high school, went to the military. I was in ROTC. The recruiter taught me into going into tanks for a bonus. You know, you're 17, impressionable. Okay, better word for it, stupid. All right? The reason that they get you when you're young, because you're strong in body, weak in mind. Military breaks you down, builds you up. Again, unless you've experienced it, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But, yeah, my mom convinced me to go to school. I was going to go into medical. Didn't know anything about internet radio. And here it is, you know. Like I told her, how can I be Howard Stern and travel the country at this stage in my life? But like she said, who said you had to leave Dallas? Maybe what you're looking for is right there. And we've been blessed with the Lone Star Mustang. So we'd like to give a shout-out to the sponsors of the Lone Star Mustangs, the North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Met Aubrey Fisk out there. He's the official trainer. Neurosport. You can check them out at neurosportathlete.com. I'd like to give a shout-out to Powerade, of course. Buffalo Wild Wings. I'd like to thank them for being a sponsor. Okay. Who is this? Oh, pushgapradio.com. Who are these burnouts? And, of course, we'd like to thank Boomer Jacks. Now, into some more interesting and exciting interviews on the most powerful station on the internet, the Dallas Urban Internet, home of the 2010 National Champion Women's Football Alliance. Go Mustangs! I told you guys that women's full contact football was moving like a 500-mile-an-hour train. Now, to get more insight, here's the word on the street.
Have to let me ask you a few questions. You don't mind?
Learn more about
your Mustang. Well, I'm just seeing you with this awesome jersey on. My name is Parrish. I'm from pushgapradio.com. And if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a few questions in regards to the football team. How you think they're doing? Who's your favorite player? Who you hear supporting? Is it just the team or a player in general?
Well, my best friend plays.
Your best friend is?
Crystal Alexander.
Number?
Well, she's wearing 66, but she's supposed to be 96.
She's wearing 66, but she's supposed to be glasses. This young lady right here? Right, Alexander on the back?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. What was your name one more time?
Alexandra.
Alexandra. Your name?
Is Alexandra.
Alexandra.
Ray.
Okay, Miss Ray. Well, so what is your prediction for the halftime and the final? What's the score? What do you predict the score to be for halftime and the final?
I think the Mustangs will get one more touchdown.
They get one more, so it's going to be 13 or 14.
Right.
This
well,
13.
Run!
Oh. Okay.
We're going to win, of course.
Of course we're going to win. We're looking for a prediction. Predict you think they're going to get shut out, or do you think the Mustangs is going to let us score one? See, because the word around town, what I've heard, is that the Outlaws let the Mustangs win the last one. Okay. Well, with that being said, what do you predict the score to be, the final score?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to score.
You don't think so? That would be a shutout?
Yeah.
So
we'll go
with 21-0, 14-0.
That's what we have to look forward to.
Yeah, we'll go 20-0.
20-0? Okay. How about you? What do you predict the score to be?
You're
going to whoop that ass? I believe that the whooping of the ass will happen.
Well, Austin's our enemy.
That's
They've
your
been
enemy.
Our nemesis the last three seasons.
Well, how can they be
I
the nemesis when y'all Super Bowl champ?
Every time we play Austin,
okay, well, what is your prediction of the Super Bowl champ? Will you get another ring?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I need to take a picture of her. Oh, you go, girl. There you go. So you, oh. Red, 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 red. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Okay, so are you supposed to be out? What is your name? What is your name?
Joy, hi, Brittany, I'm number 31. I actually got hurt in the Austin game last week.
Oh, wow,
so
wow.
I hate, I despise Austin.
Oh, they put
you
out.
I am the loud mouth, the big mouth on the field. If you ask anybody that's been playing the last three seasons, they'll tell you Hybrid is the loud mouth.
And what is Hybrid's position?
Hybrid is a linebacker, a defensive end, or a safety. I hit people
all
day long.
So you use a head cutter,
yes.
Huh? Okay, awesome, awesome. What was your stats last year?
Only played the first four games of the season, but had 13 tackles in four games.
So you my off the chain then. Is that what you're kind of telling me? Okay.
Yes. The hybrid had to be fast, strong, and mean, and all three.
All three, huh? Okay. And your prediction is just a thorough ass whooping. That's the prediction that
pretty
you give
us.
Okay. And how about your prediction for the season? Are y'all going undefeated again or? Say that one more time.
Of course.
Okay.
We spill off
the
blood.
I love to hear it.
Oh.
Nice shot.
Awesome. You're singing a complete obliteration of the league by you guys again. Gonna be a good season.
We have a good team.
Okay. And in your opinion, while you sitting here on the sideline, who is the best player besides you? Of course.
All of them.
All of them. So as a team, y'all just
all of them.
Straight
together,
off the chain.
Even the new little rookies. All of
really?
Them.
Okay. Who?
Push!
And off to number 22. J.J. Jones.
Okay, and who is the rookie shining? Who's the rookie that's shining
this
year?
A couple more yards. Third down.
You know all the rookies? Okay. Okay.
I can't speak on that.
Do you know the rookie that's shining this year?
Quick shout out and thank you to Bob Honeycutt for sponsoring player number
73, June Martin. This year.
I know.
Number.
I can't even think of it.
But Caitlin Carter, you said she was the rookie that's just going off the chain.
She was last year.
Oh, that's awesome! That is awesome. Why are you not loud like the hybrid back there? What's your nickname?
PushGapRadio.com. First down.
What? I'm sure I'm fine. Why not?
Football for
Why
Women
not?
Online Magazine,
you just,
the official Red Zone sponsor of the Mustangs.
You don't have a nickname? No.
Articles for fans,
really?
Players, and coaches.
Just,
check out www.football4women.com.
You don't have a nickname? You don't have a nickname? What's her nickname?
Killer.
Killer. Number 66, Alexander, is the killer.
Apparently.
Huh?
Apparently, yeah.
Okay. She's the killer, and you're the killer. Are you killing them also?
About a yard.
Okay, awesome. I like to hear that. Okay, Hybrid, tell me about the squad, man. You know, this is my first game being here. You know, I understand that you guys are Super Bowl champs. I get that. You know, I'm a Chicago Bears fan, by the way, so the Super Bowl thing is real. You know, you're gonna have to break that down for me. So, what makes you guys so good?
A lot of us have been playing together for years. Prior to the Mustangs, we played for various teams together.
Right.
We played for the Dallas Rays. We played for the North Texas Fury.
Uh-huh.
There was a bunch of us together. And then when Coach Mike and Lynn came into the picture, they were like, okay, y'all can stay together,
right.
Play together as a team. So we all came over. So our new squad, when we started 2 years ago, a lot of us have been playing together.
And off to Caitlin Carter.
The old
little
playing 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10 years.
Wow.
So, you know, we've got some old school out there and a couple of rookies, some of them that came from other teams. And so it's not like I'm better than you, you're a rookie, you know, I'm old school. It's if you're going to be a Mustang, you're going to be a Mustang. We're going to take you under our wings and we're going to play hard.
Awesome.
Come to practice, it's going to be late. Run on the field. There's no walking on the field. Get here on time. Work out on your own outside of just practice. You can't just practice at football practice. You have to train your body, train yourself to be ready for every single game.
Right.
Every time.
We have a gym membership.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
That is good.
Touchdown, baby. Touchdown. Touchdown, baby. Touchdown. I see that. I see it. Touchdown, baby. Touchdown, baby. I like that. I like that. Touchdown, baby. Touchdown, baby. I like that. Yes. So are you a fan or are you a player?
I am a fan.
A fan. Your name is?
Annie. My girlfriend plays.
And your girlfriend is?
93.
Number 93?
Sean Ward.
Sean Ward right here?
Yeah.
There
you go,
baby. Okay. What Miss Ward got? What her game like?
She played a little bit everywhere.
She
played all over the team
now. She's very versatile. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, ladies, I appreciate your input. Y'all have a good one. Go Mustangs!
PushGapRadio.com, taking the community to the internet. From the rabbit hole to the Shackle One of the main event, PushGapRadio.com. We're bridging the gap between old and new radio.
Yo, kick it on the selective service tip, yeah!
Hold it. Fellas, this is ridiculous. You don't need the hype for this message. It's simple. As you turn 18, you must register with Selective Service. It's the law. It'll keep you eligible for student loans, job training, and most federal jobs. Just return the form mailed to you or go to the post office and fill one out. You can even register on the internet at sss.gov.
That's it.
Yeah. Register with Selective Service when you turn 18. It's what a man's got to do.
Well, we want to thank you for joining in with the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. All right, don't forget now there's a bye coming up on this coming Saturday. And then April 30th, the showdown between the Lone Star Mustangs and the Dallas Diamonds. Now, don't forget, we'll be back on next week, so don't forget to tune in. And J-Mac, the sports guru. Here at PushGapRadio.com, we'll get you caught up with all things Dallas Diamonds. Okay, J-Mac was all on top of it. We want to thank you for sitting in with us, for joining us. Also, I'm going to let you Mustangs in on a little something. In 6 days that your show was up, you got over 350 hits. That, ladies, is simply amazing. Thank you for that. All right. Now, what I'm asking you to do as well, because we also do another show here at PushGapRadio.com called the Shaka Ford One in the Main Event Show. We're pushing hip-hop and R&B from back in the gap. Never average, never mediocre, online, on point, and on the money. I got a million of them. Told you, I love radio. But what I would like to ask you ladies, what I would like to humbly ask you ladies to do for me, and gentlemen, please join in as well. Go to Podomatic.com. You know where it is. Type in PushGapRadio.com. What is PushGapRadio.com? PushGapRadio.com is an acronym which stands for pray until something happens. God always provides. But go to Podomatic, type in keyword search, pushgapradio.com, and pull up our show. We'll have a new show up on Thursday, no later than Friday. And I'd like you to go in there and give us a click, please. Coach Mike is going to work with us on a website down the road. But for right now, in that genre, because you guys show us taking off like a 500-mile-an-hour train. So could you please help me out? Go click that you like it. Become a follower. And we would greatly appreciate that. Thank you for sitting in with us. We're the small but mighty PushGapRadio.com. And for those of you who think you're too old to live your dream, look at me. I'm living mine. You can live yours as well. My grandmother always said that nothing in the Bible ever came to stay, that this too shall pass. And whatever's going on in your world, it will pass as well. Come pass some of that time out at Pennington Field watching the Lone Star Mustangs go up against the Dallas Diamonds. I'm Clifton Shackelford. It's been an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure, and I humbly thank you for sitting in. I'm sure that my mom thanks you as well. Go Mustangs!
PushGapRadio.com. Now, after the injury with Wright, Richmond kind of got aggravated with it and kind of riled up the team. So now all of a sudden, they're really kicking up the knock right now. Right now, of course, they are up 33-0 in the third quarter. But you know what? That really rallied up the crowd. Now the crowd is really getting into it right now and really rallying up for the defense. And the Mustangs have really kicked it up more of a notch. Now, of course, the Outlaws are right now at the 10-yard line and making a good push. Seeing the defense holding back as they make another play. They're trying to. And the Outlaws are really getting in there. So back to you, Shaq.
every Monday at 10 a.m. during the Mustang season to hear the latest episode of the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. Log on to Podomatic.com, keyword search Lone Star Mustang. Become a listener. Become a follower. Become a fan. It's the best women's football show on the internet. The Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show, hosted by Clifton Shackelford. Only on PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby.